Well, a tug a tug a doo doo happy doo doo be I'm doing fine.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, the Bakken Economy, we explore the Bakken Ripple all the way out to Billings, Montana. For this feature, we talk with Steve Arviskow, Executive Director with Big Sky Economic Development. And this Bakken Economy feature is brought to you by Montana Rig Mat, Montana's original rig mat company. Better mats, better prices. Montana Rig Mat. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat. And now, back to our feature, Bakken Economy, with interview Steve Arviskow, Executive Director with the Big Sky Economic Development.
Sure, Steve Arviskow, Executive Director, Big Sky Economic Development.
Tell us a little bit about what it is you guys do here.
Kind of, we have a two-headed organization. We have an Economic Development Authority that's kind of a quasi-public authority under Montana law, a trade port authority, as it were, that was created by the Yellowstone County Commissioners in 1989, 25 mm-hmm. years ago. And then we have an EDC, a traditional economic development corporation, and they're partnered together under Big Sky Economic Development. And we lead economic development efforts in Yellowstone County and our area of the state of Montana. We provide support services to our existing community businesses, helping them grow and prosper, including financing and consultation work through a small business development center. We also do new business recruitment, and then we do and help lead in partnership with the city and the county. We do community development work. So we have three pillars to our mission as an organization: helping existing businesses grow, create jobs, recruiting new industry, and helping build the community through community development.
We've interviewed a number of businesses from Montana for the program that are doing work out in the Bakken. Are mm-hmm. you running across the Bakken Ripple out here in Billings?
We've actually been kind of running across that for a number of years. Here just a few years ago, we actually had sponsored some bus tours taking our business community over to Sydney and then into Williston. We met with Tom Ralstead. He was very gracious on two separate occasions of kind of touring our business community through what's going on there. We spent some time at a man camp and learned about what was happening in that community. Since that time, over the last few years, really our business community is providing professional expertise and trade and anything from helping repair a transmission to providing tires for a truck to providing engineering services that might support direct oil field service work or what might be happening in that region. Insurance services, financial services. We're kind of what we call the business hub of energy development, not just in the Bakken, but also in parts of Wyoming. They may look to us for some of those services as well. So we're not in the heart of the oil fields, mm-hmm. but we're close enough that our businesses and industry can support some of that work. We even are providing some larger scale manufacturing to support the reclamation of the oil sands in Canada. We have a couple of companies here in town who fabricate tanks and large superstructures that are used for the refining of the oil sands before it can be delivered down a pipeline. And they'll build these large pieces of equipment, I call them like giant Legos of steel, and ship them from Billings, Montana, over the middle of the night while we're all sleeping over roadways into Canada and then up to Fort McMurray. And so we're part of kind of that trade that happens in relationship to oil development in Canada as well.
I was talking with Tyson Olson, CEO of Mirror Image Environmental Solutions out of Bozeman, and Travis Jordan, he's the president of Montana Rig Mats out of Charlotte, Montana. And they both commented that they knew of quite a few two-week-on, two-week-off workers
yes.
that are out of Billings.
That's right.
Yeah. Two-part question. Do you see that, and has that affected any of your manufacturers? Are people leaving, I guess, a good manufacturing job in Billings to maybe go work out in the oil fields at all?
So you are seeing kind of some workforce impact where truck driver who may have been driving a local delivery mm-hmm. truck has said, you know, I can make more money in the oil field, and so they'll take a new job, and then they've kind of left that vacuum in our workforce here. Hopefully it gets backfilled well. So that experience actually has been going on for a handful of years now. Mm-hmm. Also, some of those guys who are maybe in that part of North Dakota for a tough winter may decide, you know, driving truck back in Billings wasn't that bad of an idea. Now, that said, what's happening maybe even more so right now is the fact that as people look to relocate to do work in the Bakken, maybe even with a company, they may plant their family here in Billings, Montana, mm-hmm. and then do that, honey, love ya, take care of the kids, I'm gonna do my 2 weeks on, and I'm coming back, and I'll be a part of what happens, because they like the infrastructure that is here. It's mm-hmm. a little bigger, the community, and there's some things here that they feel have some value to their family. So that you see that happening.
Oh, you're close to the mountains, you're close to the Bakken, you've got a river, you know, I mean, you've got a lot of amenities here. But that close proximity to the Bakken, I can see where that would be very inviting for people. In Fargo, I'll give you an example. I talked to an electrician. He stopped sending his workers out there because he lost them all.
They never came back.
They would go out to eat at the bar at night and get hired for, you know, double the wage. And talk to me about the refinery. I saw that there's some plans for a potential new refinery here in Billings.
Yeah, Quantum Energy, a new company with a very unique idea, looking really to replicate the project that's going on in Dickinson right now through MDU Resources, building a refinery. I think only refinery built in the U.S. in a number of years, and so it's all on a small scale, kind of a micro refinery. This company is building support now for looking at doing a few of those micro refineries, potentially some in North Dakota and mm-hmm. some in Montana. So they're evaluating site opportunities here in Billings. We're doing some due diligence on what does that really mean, how would it operate, what are the workforce needs, what are the infrastructure needs. So we're in that kind of discovery phase to really understand what that opportunity looks like. Each micro refinery is about $500 million investment, so the construction impact. Ongoing, anywhere from 100 to 150 employees, and as you can see, Billings is used to industry. We've got three refineries within the county already, and so we understand what that looks like, how it operates. We understand what the workforce needs are there. So this concept of using new technology to develop a micro refinery is very intriguing to us, and something that we'll spend some time with Quantum vetting and understanding what that opportunity looks like, and seeing if there's a good partnership that can bring this to reality. But a lot of work between now and then.
Is that a new term, micro refinery?
That's a term that they use. I've heard the term petite refinery. I've heard that.
That's the French.
I've heard the term 21st century refinery.
Okay.
I've heard the term clean energy refinery. And so a lot of new kind of buzz terms. Because of the fact that they haven't built a major refinery system in years and years, so we're looking at new technology, smaller scale, potential to have CO2 capture involved, and being more sensitive to air quality, other concerns that might be a part of a refining system. So
that's pretty remarkable, though. The first refinery in the United States here, I think 1976, if my memory serves me right, here in the North Dakota, right?
Yeah,
next to Montana.
It's going
to
open up, I heard this morning. It'll open up in December.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting. You leave it to the guys from North Dakota to get an idea and actually stop talking about it, but get it done.
What I like is following this ripple, because in Fargo and Minneapolis, they were the early winners because of the distribution chain.
Yeah.
You've got Minneapolis really is right now probably the biggest financial winner in terms of new business that is being percolated. Fargo probably second. And then as it goes west, I wanted to ask you about that. Are you seeing some distribution chains heading west? Like are your manufacturing tank companies sending them to the Bakken, or
yes.
is it okay?
Yeah. In fact, the one company that I talked about who's sending the large modular units to Canada came to Billings about 5 years ago, actually. It's called Bay Limited.
Bay Limited.
B-A-Y Limited.
Okay.
Actually, Bay, Montana. And they're out of the Texas Gulf Coast area. They build those kinds of large systems for the refining efforts in Texas. Mm-hmm. They do some offshore work. They've done work in South America and in Canada. And they located here with the single purpose of, let's build the units here. It's more cost effective in the United States. I don't have to pay the high labor rates. It's tough to find people in Canada. And then ship those to Fort McMurray. What they've learned is, wow, our fabricating and our steel work has some value to the refineries you have here. Whoa, we can also build tank and other kinds of systems that support Bakken oil development and maybe potentially.
And that was Steve Arbuskow, Big Sky Economic Development. To listen to the full-length interview or other Bakken economy features, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. And that interview is brought to you by Montana Rig Mat, Montana's original rig mat company. Better mats, better prices. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. Well, I've been doing all right. You got me thinking really hard, something clever to say.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energy Services.com.